Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. If you would like to join our Bible Book Club, you can send me a friend request as Charlene Andrews on Facebook, and I will put you in our Bible Book Club. I do write the scriptures in the daily scriptures in Bible Book Club, and also have the radio program where I will expound in English the meaning of what I perceive about the scripture. I encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us and listen to our messages on Bible Book Club, on Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube, and also on the Facebook and Living Water Talk Radio on Facebook. Amen. Well, the title of today's message is John Prepared and Pointed the Way to Jesus. So this is in the book of Luke, and you know what? I love to talk about Jesus. That's the only message I want to give to the world. And not that I'm a Jesus-only person, but I know who my Savior is. I know who healed me. I know Jesus is the way to God. There's no other way. That's what the Bible says. I'm not telling you what I feel or what I think or what I suppose. I'm telling you what I know from reading the Word of God for 30 years or more. And as you read the Bible, you will, my dad told me, you have to know who Jesus is. And if you want to know who Jesus is, go to the New Testament and read the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And my dad told me, when you read about Jesus, read the red words. That is actually what Jesus said when he came to the earth the first time. And if you want to know what Jesus is saying now, you have to go to the book of Revelation and read the last couple chapters of, well, the first chapter and maybe the first four chapters, and then the last two or three chapters, you can see the same red word that was in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's just a little help for you. Okay, in Luke chapter 3, John the Baptist, who was Jesus' actual cousin, he was made for a reason. God had a purpose for John. He came to prepare the way and point the way to Jesus. And people used to ask him, who are you? Are you the Messiah? They thought he was the Messiah, but he wasn't. And he didn't say, I'm the Messiah. He said, I'm not that one. But let's read the scripture. It says, Luke chapter 3, John preached to the crowd that came for baptism. You brood of snakes, he said. You are trying to escape hell without truly turning to God. Who was John preaching to? The Jewish people. Because that's who God sent him to. That is why you want to be baptized. First, go and prove by the way that you live that you have really have repented. And don't think you are safe because you are a descendant of Abraham. He said, don't think that just because you belong to the Jewish nation, you're going to be safe. That isn't enough, he's saying. God can produce children of Abraham from these desert stones. The axe of his judgment is poised over you, ready to serve, sever your roots, and cut you down. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. And the crowd replied, what do you want us to do? He said, if you have two colts, give one. Give one to someone else, to the poor. If you have extra food, give it away to those who are hungry. Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon and was eager to know if John was the Messiah. This was the question of the hour and being discussed everywhere. John answered the question by saying, I baptize only with water, but someone is coming soon who has far higher authority than mine. In fact, I'm not even worthy of being his slave. He will baptize you with fire, with the Holy Ghost, and he will separate the chaff from the grain and burn up the chaff with eternal fire and store away the grain. John used many such warnings as he announced the good news to the people. Then one day, after the crowds had been baptized, Jesus himself was baptized by John. And as he was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit, form of a dove, settled upon him, and a voice from heaven said, you are my beloved Son. Yes, my delight. What happened? John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way and point everybody to Jesus. Why did he need somebody to come ahead of him? Why? Because of the Old Testament, it was prophesied that a Messiah was going to come, that his name was going to be Emmanuel, God with us, that he was going to die on the cross. All these things that pointed to Jesus was in the Old Testament, but not everybody could read. Not everybody knew the scriptures because I think that the men had the authority to read the scriptures. But I don't know if they allow women to read it or not, but the men were the leaders in their family and they had to teach their children and the community about the word of God. But in the New Testament, God decided to use this man, John the Baptist, to start pointing to the Messiah. Why? Everybody was waiting for him, but they didn't know who he was. And they thought John the Baptist was Jesus, the Messiah. And so they were asking him, are you the Messiah? And he said, no, somebody's coming greater than me. And he was preparing the people's hearts to start to receive the Messiah. And many did receive the Messiah from the Jewish nation. But the problem was the leaders never accepted him as their Messiah. Why didn't they accept Jesus when he first came? Because they thought their Messiah was going to come as a conqueror, an army man, a king who had authority. And they didn't understand the kingdom of heaven and how that works. And that's why Jesus had to come and teach them how to come into the kingdom of God, how to know what is from God and what is not. And he also came to open the door that when Jesus came, his ministry was also like John's ministry. It was to his own people, the Jewish people. But when he chose Paul and Peter, he sent them to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Now all of us can be saved, not just the Jewish people. We can all come to Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Imagine if only the Jewish people could go to heaven. That he has opened the door to everyone. Doesn't matter what religion you have. Doesn't matter what you believe in. Doesn't matter. When I say it doesn't matter, it does matter that you need to go to the Jesus, not any other door. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter how bad your sin is. No, it doesn't matter what your philosophy is, or how much intelligence you have, or what status you have in life. Every human being is going to have to make a decision. Are you in or are you out? That's the only question left in this world. Friends, John prepared and pointed the way to Jesus. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? He is the Savior of the world. I didn't make that up. It's in the Word of God. It says who is the way. Jesus said himself, I am the way. In John chapter 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, yes, and the truth, and the life. No one can get to God except through me. Why would he say that if it wasn't true? He died on the cross. People saw him raised from the dead. People saw him going up to heaven. How much more proof do you need? We can trust in God, or we can put our faith in anything else and lose the mark and lose our way and go somewhere where we don't need to go. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, right now, if you say this prayer with me, if you believe what the Word of God says, and that I am speaking from the Word of God, because I read the Word of Scripture, not my own idea. This came from the Word of God. He said, anyone who call upon his name will be saved. That means you. That means you. Jesus is waiting for you. Would you like to know Jesus? Say this prayer with me. Jesus, I know I am a sinner because the Bible says all people have sinned. Men, women, children, whoever it is. Every one of us have error in our lives. Every one of us have been led astray by many different things. But Lord, I want to come back to you. I want to come to you, Father God. I want eternal life. I want this free gift you have for me. Save me, heal me, deliver me. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.